Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Faculty and students of Humboldt State University are gathering in the Quad this Thursday to remember the students who died in the I-5 bus accident. College President Roland Richmond said the memorial service is part of HSU's continued grieving process over the bus accident that killed 10. Students were headed to Humboldt County for a preview weekend last weekend and had intended to enroll at Humboldt State. President Richmond said he spent much time with the families of students that were on the bus, especially those who were in the hospital in Chico. President Richmond said these are difficult times for the university, but the entire CSU system has been watching Humboldt and has been impressed by the way it has handled the tragedy. Dr. Richmond also said there will be a candlelight vigil Thursday at 5 o'clock in the Quad, again to memorialize the students who died. Also lost in the bus accident was Arthur Arzola, a counselor for the university. Meanwhile, the California Highway Patrol says it'll take months to determine how the accident happened. Adam Yeager of the CHP in Eureka.
That kind of reconstruction of that accident scene will take months. I think they're saying 3 months they're going to have something out. But that same team was called over to Mendocino to help out with the deputy who was shot and killed. They went over there and helped with that scene. This same team that went out to the Forest Service incident on 36.
Reconstruction experts for the CHP have been working on the accident investigation along with the National Transportation Safety Board. Well, what if a mass casualty event like that happened here on the North Coast? Are emergency services prepared? Humboldt Bay Assistant Fire Chief Bill Gillespie answers that with a resounding yes.
We've got the potential between Humboldt Bay Fire. We've got up to 5 units that we could throw at it, 4 engines and a ladder truck, plus duty officers. Arcata, right off the bat, could roll 3 engines at it, plus both sides go to a recall of off-duty personnel or volunteers.
The need for mutual aid in our region is demonstrated every time there is a major fire in Eureka or Arcata, and help can come from all over, according to Gillespie.
And then through the mutual aid, we can tap, we've got the potential to tap Cal Fire, Blue Lake, Fieldbrook, you know, Lolita, Fortuna to the south.
When it comes to mutual aid, our region benefits from a few factors, including the presence of the Coast Guard, as well as other federal and state agencies that can assist local departments if needed during a mass casualty incident. The family of a 39-year-old Humboldt County woman is worried about her. They've not heard from Jacqueline Joanne Sullivan for 2 months. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies are helping find the woman reported missing by her mother. Her mother says she has medical problems and needs treatment. She is 5'6", 150 pounds, brown hair and shoulder-length ponytail, and brown eyes. She wears glasses. She drives a 2002 Toyota Tacoma. And if you see Jacqueline Joanne Sullivan, contact the Sheriff's Office at 445-7251. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County supervisors are trying to decide whether the county should buy 1,000 acres of land in Cotton from Green Diamond, known as the McKay Tract. County staff says that the county should purchase the land with use of grant funds as a preserve. The proposal would not affect the general fund bottom line, according to Supervisor Rex Bone.
The McKay Tract Forest will still stay under the guidance and ownership of the County of Humboldt. That's the one thing I've been guaranteed. But that does not stop the City of Eureka's involvement nor its partnership going forward in developing the McKay Forest into what we consider is going to be a great recreational opportunity, educational and environmental opportunity for us all as a working forest. It's going to take a lot of work to make it work, but I'm committed to it, and I think there's a lot of other people committed to it.
Any loans or other costs incurred by the county will be offset by future proceeds from logging sales under a joint timber management plan at the McKay Tract. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.